This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. President Biden has pledged the full support of the United States as Israeli officials work to steady their country after a series of deadly attacks by Hamas. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
People of Israel are under attack.
President Biden has condemned what he calls the appalling and unconscionable violence that's left hundreds dead in Israel and the West Bank.
The United States stands with Israel. We will not ever fail to have their back.
And affirming Israel's right to defend itself.
There's never justification for terrorist attacks. And my administration's support for Israel's security is rock solid and unwavering.
The president is sending sympathy and denouncing the killings of so many civilians.
In the street, in their homes, innocent people murdered, wounded, entire families taken hostage.
His Israeli counterpart, Benjamin Netanyahu, says the Jewish state is now at war and Hamas will pay a heavy price. I'm Jackie Quinn.
UN and local investigators are searching for answers at the site of a Russian missile strike on a small Ukrainian village. The strike on Thursday turned its Seoul cafe to rubble and killed nearly 52 people gathered for a dead soldier's wake, according to President Volodymyr Zelensky and other top officials in Kyiv. Representatives from a UN monitoring mission have come to the preliminary conclusion that nearly all those killed were civilians, according to a UN statement shared with the AP. The Taliban say a strong earthquake with several aftershocks has killed dozens in western Afghanistan. The United Nations gave a preliminary figure of 320 dead, but later said the figure was still being verified. Local authorities gave an estimate of 100 people killed and 500 injured, according to the same update from the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and a bipartisan congressional delegation arrived in the Chinese Business Center of China Saturday, their first stop on an Asian tour designed to advance U.S. economic and national security interests. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Schumer and his delegation met Saturday with Shanghai Communist Party Chief Chen Xiying, who said he was happy to meet with the delegation and send positive signals to the world that China and the U.S. can hold dialogues and cooperate. Schumer agreed and told the party boss U.S. businesses want a more level playing field with China.
We believe we need reciprocity, allowing American companies to compete as freely in China as Chinese companies are able to compete here.
U.S. officials said the group also hopes to meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping on their visit. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Police fired tear gas on Saturday in Madagascar's capital city and Antananarivo to disperse a demonstration challenging the incumbent president, Andry Rajoelina. The protesters carried cauliflower as a symbol for their cause after a man arrested by the police on suspicion of being an opposition demonstrator earlier in the week was found to be carrying one of the vegetables. They also want Rajoelina to be disqualified from running on the grounds that he is not a Madagascan citizen, an accusation he has in the past dismissed. Reports that the United States has resumed building sections of the border wall caused the annual U.S.-Mexico security talks held this week in Mexico City to alter its agenda. VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias has the story.
Thursday marked the first time that migration was part of the agenda of the recurring bilateral event. But it was the confusion surrounding the Biden administration's stance and recent actions regarding the expansion of the border wall that grabbed the news headlines. U.S. Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas denied there is a change in policy.
The construction project reported today was appropriated, funded during the prior administration in 2019, and the law requires the government to use these funds for this purpose.
Earlier in the day, Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador strongly decried the move. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News.
The Powerball jackpot is up to an estimated $1.4 billion. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Powerball tickets being sold at a frenzied pace. The jackpot, the world's fifth largest lottery prize after 33 consecutive drawings. The estimated $1.4 billion is for a sole winner who opts for annual checks over 30 years. Most lottery winners take the cash, which in this case is an estimated $614 million.
I'm Alexis Strobe, VOA News.